Phil, I know that not so long ago you had an exciting opportunity when you were just out with your family. Can you tell us what went on?
We have an annual pass to Woburn Safari Park, and we go there often. And there's this great big place in there called the Ark that's full of ball pools and excellent. And we get there really early and play often for hours. And I walked in there one day, and there was a member of staff. And I looked at her, and I thought, oh, you remind me of Princess Diana. And then at which point, straight away, God said to me, I told you that. And I was like, cool, excellent. And then thought, let's try and think nothing of it, because I don't want anything to come of this. So I said, okay, what was it? And the famous picture of Princess Diana is sat at the Taj Mahal, where she's there looking really stunning, but clearly inside, she's very fragile. And I felt God talk to me about this lady. And so Greta Davis was there. I went down and I said, oh, I've got a prophecy. And she said, are you going to give it? I'm going to go. I said, yeah. So I thought I'd tell someone because then I can't get out of it. And so I ended up 40 minutes later, three times going up and down the stairs and then going, no, I'm not going to do it. Up and down. 40 minutes later, I went up with Megan because she happened to be the attractive one out of all the staff. And I thought, here we go, she's going to think I'm cracking onto her. So I stood there with Megan, you know, very obviously making sure that, you know, I was married. And I just said to her, I said, look, I'm really sorry if this is a bit odd, but I'm a Christian. I believe God speaks to people today. And I looked at you and you reminded me of Princess Diana. And you reminded me of the fact that Princess Diana was outwardly really beautiful, but inside she had lots and lots of turmoil going on. And I wondered whether, I feel like God wanted to tell you that he has ways through that for you. And there are things that he can do to help you with that. And I invited her to the King's Arms, and she hasn't come yet.
Is that, oh, there. Amazing story. I know that this is a bit of a journey that God's got you on, and he's told you, he's spoken to you in the past about doing this stuff, but it's felt really stressful. Can you tell us a bit about how it's felt in the past?
Whenever someone's talked to in the front about prophesying to people, because that's where it's at, is that us doing it outside, not within church, it's outside. I've always felt really guilty because I've never done it. And I've always felt really pressured to go out doing it. So I'd often walk through town with my head down because I didn't want to see anything. And no, this is honest. This is honest. I mean, it's funny, but it's right. I'd walk down with my head down. I'd just, you know, no, I'm not looking over there. And I felt really pressured by it. The strange thing about this was that there was no pressure at all. It was really clear. God spoke. I didn't feel nervous talking to the girl. I didn't feel like I was doing anything weird. It just felt like it was totally a normal, natural expression of who I am and me loving Jesus.
That's great. Just to finish, if you could give us one tip if we want to step out in this area, what would it be?
Wait till God says something, because then it's fun, because it was really right. The girl ended up in tears. The girl ended up really impacted by it. She was sort of thank you and blah, blah, blah. Wow. And it made a real difference to her, I think.
That's great. Can we thank Phil? That's brilliant.